KRWG News, I'm Fred Martino. Recently, the Census Bureau asked New Mexico for access to citizenship data through the driver's license information portal, and the state refused. As KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports, a policy group says the Trump administration's tactics should not stop people from participating in the census.
Many states around the country are turning down the Bureau's request for citizenship data, a backdoor attempt to get the info after the courts blocked the Trump administration from adding a citizenship question to the 10-year count. But these ongoing efforts are meant to generate fear so people will avoid being counted, says Isaac De Luna from the Center for Civic Policy.
This is very much an attempt to discourage people of color, immigrants, low-income families from participating, because this is the way that some people can continue to gain or retain power while others are excluded from the process.
The census is used in drawing maps for political representation, and it's also part of the calculation for how much federal funding comes to the state for education, Medicaid, food assistance, roads, you name it. For each person who doesn't get counted, De Luna says New Mexico loses thousands of federal dollars. An undercount could cost the state hundreds of millions over the next decade. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Concern remains about the lack of affordable housing in New Mexico. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
When temperatures dropped below freezing earlier than expected last month, homeless shelters scrambled to accommodate those in need. Edward Archuleta with Santa Fe's St. Elizabeth Shelter says many who are homeless have serious health problems, but even those with Section 8 federal housing assistance find themselves priced out of the city's available housing.
Drug and alcohol abuse, mental health issues, you know, the government is just not putting enough money into services to help folks like that. But the other big problem is the affordable housing. We have clients here who have good jobs, have been saving money, or they have Section 8 vouchers that are good for up to $1,000. They can't find anything.
I'm Roz Brown.
The new issue of Desert Exposure begins in a location south of Alamogordo with quite a history. Casey Counts dives in with editor Elva Osterreich.
We have a great piece by David Birch about Dog Canyon's Oliver Lee State Park, which is about 14 miles south of Alamogordo. The park is nestled at the foot of the canyon and is the site of some famous and infamous happenings and murders, from the Apache who chased and ambushed the U.S. cavalry up in the higher parts of the canyon to the ranch house of Oliver Lee, who's a very famous and infamous lawman and rancher known throughout the Southwest.
And moving over to Silver City to the LC Ranch, where I guess you can go and spend some time.
Yeah, they have it's apparently a very famous ranch. It covered much of the southwest corner of New Mexico at the time, and now it's a little smaller, but a gentleman by the name of Alex Ocheltree has purchased the property that's left, and he's refurbished the ranch house and set up a couple of apartments as Airbnbs. And you can read the story of the ranch in Desert Exposure, and you can also listen to Alex talk about it at the Silver City Museum on November 14th.
While you're there, you might want to stop and take in a performance of the Green Bird.
Right. Director Teresa Dahl Bredin, who has been working with the Virus Theater for a long time, has brought a form of drama called Commedia dell'arte, which features basically masked characters performing in a fairy tale and humor and full of satire production. She saw the play herself in Yale, and she says, at the time, most American theaters strived for realism, and here you have magic, absurdity, masks, and fantasy.
And moving on to, I was just having a conversation the other day with somebody about cities, not only in our country, but in other places around the world, where people get around in different ways. And what I'm speaking about specifically is on bicycles, and how amazing it is to watch how the traffic all comes together and how they all figure it out. And that's the subject of one of the pieces in this issue.
Right. So Father Gabriel Rochelle writes a column in Desert Exposure about, it's called Cycles of Life, and every month it's about bicycling and different aspects of bicycling. And this time he went on a journey to Germany and Austria. And so he talks about what it's like over there and how people use their bicycles and how they commute. They come into the city on the train, pick up their bikes, and then bicycle to work. It's a very interesting process, and we even have one of his photos.
And moving on to, well, I should say, let's move back to the outside of this issue for the art on the cover from A Space Gallery.
Artist and gallery owner Jean-Robert Beaufort has been doing his gallery and art making and open encouragement of artists for 10 years now in Silver City. And so we have a wonderful, whimsical piece on our front cover by him and in celebration of his 10 years in Silver City.
All right. Elva, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
More at DesertExposure.com.